USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP27, is being held in Egypt. The Climate Change Conference is all about securing big money for their cause, or else. Nisha Krishnan on CNN is with the World Resource Institute at the massive convention that runs through November 18th.
The scenario only gets worse, right? So right now we are at an inflection point, whether that is to reduce emissions, whether that is to deal with the impacts as they are or proactively deal with them or address them. And without that finance, I think we're all at a stalemate, really, and we will see increasing sort of devastation.
North Korea continues to push its aggressive rhetoric. North Korea, a country of 25 million people, had its leadership on Monday say its recent missile launches were simulated strikes on South Korea and the United States, as the two countries held a dangerous war drill, while the South said it had recovered parts of a North Korean missile it lost near the coast. President Trump ally Tom Barrack has been acquitted of all charges in his trial, stemming from allegations of foreign lobbying. During the trial, the 75-year-old testified in his own defense. He denied an agreement to working with the United Arab Emirates. He also noted that his contract with Emirati officials was related to his private equity firm. Tomorrow it all becomes official. The midterm elections will allow you to decide if we should continue down President Biden's path or to change course, taking America into a new direction. Make sure you fulfill your civic duty. At least 9 people were shot in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Saturday night. Police say 2 are in critical condition and 7 are in stable condition. Multiple people jumped out of a vehicle and fired around 40 rounds. USA Radio News.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The RNC chairwoman has some bold predictions for the midterm elections tomorrow in America. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
Rona McDaniel, the chairperson of the Republican National Committee, was on CNN and says she thinks they will take back the House and the Senate.
We need a president that's going to work across the aisle. None of this happens unless both parties are working together. So if we win back the House and the Senate, it's the American people saying to Joe Biden, we want you to work on behalf of us, and we want you to work across the aisle and solve the problems that we are dealing with.
McDaniel was asked if Mr. Trump announced his candidacy, will they continue to pay some of his legal bills?
We cannot pay legal bills for any candidate that's announced.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A supporter of New York gubernatorial candidate GOP Representative Lee Zeldin was allegedly attacked and assaulted at a rally for Democrat candidate Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday. Hochul was holding the rally with other Democrat officials when counter-protesters showed up with signs and started chanting against Hochul. That's when the alleged violence by Democrat supporters broke out. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tropical storm could be headed to southeast Florida just in time for Election Day. Hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. The center says a system of showers and thunderstorms north of Puerto Rico right now is expected to move to the Sunshine State this week. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.